Are there differences, big differences between playing one market or the, over the other?
You know, it's been pretty much similar. You know, definitely Chicago is a little bit of a bigger city, but I think that's probably the only thing that really separates it. You know, Minnesota has a great fan base as well, so it's been great my time here so far.
Are the fan bases the same? Are they just as rabid about it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, both teams have great fan bases, like I said, that are diehard football fans. So it's been great to go to a place similar like Chicago.
Are you surprised at the struggles of the Chicago Bears?
You know, they're a talented team, but, you know, wins and losses, you know, are determined by the little things. And, you know, that's the difference between winning and losing games. You know, even with us early, we were making, you know, mistakes on little things, and that makes all the difference.
You know that defense well, though. I mean, to see what they did against New England and against Green Bay, surprising to see them give up that many points.
You know, it's just tough at times. You know, sometimes that happens, you know, on games. Green Bay is a very talented team. You know, they put up a lot on us when we played them early in the season. So, you know, once they get rolling, they're definitely a tough team to stop. Same thing with New England. You know, when we played them, you know, Brady was just starting to get rolling. He seems like he's kind of got his groove now. So they played two good ball clubs.
Corey, how tough of a town and a market is it based on the fact that it doesn't seem like there's a lot of latitude? You've got to be good or we're going to be really upset, whether it's ownership, the community, or the team itself.
You know, I think with any team, you know, that's the case. You know, if you're not producing out there, you're not winning games, they're always going to be tough on you, the fans, the media. So the biggest thing you got to do is just try to go out every week and execute and try to get some wins.
Have you been surprised at all that they're struggling at home as much as they are? Because they're 0-3 at home, and usually Soldier Field is places nobody wants to go.
Yeah, I've just actually heard that statistic today. It is kind of surprising, but, you know, like I said, it's the little things in ball games that kind of make the difference. You know, a couple of those games at home, they were close. You know, the first game of the season against Buffalo, I think they lost in overtime, and a couple games were really close, so it's definitely tough, and the little things matter. That makes a difference between winning and losing games.
Now, is it all perception when you see Jay Cutler and it looks like he's just Droopy the dog on the sidelines when things are going bad, or does that kind of vibe permeate through the team when you see your quarterback with his head down and looking like he's sad?
I think it's the media. They kind of
make,
you know,
too much of it.
Yeah, they make too much about it. I think you know, just his personality and demeanor, I think, is different than most people. And I think people take it the wrong way. And, you know, when I was there, it wasn't that way at all.
How much fun you having playing here? I mean, you guys lead the NFL in sacks, and Mike rotates those defensive linemen in pretty quickly.
You know, it's been great. You know, defensively, it's been awesome for us, especially the D-line. Got a lot of young guys in there, and the rotation has been great. So, you know, that's the biggest thing, keeping guys fresh. And you know, that's why you've seen Everson have great success, Tom Johnson. So it's definitely been good having the rotation here.
What sort of reception are you expecting to get? Because some players, they cheer them when they come back home. Some, they boo them when they come back home.
I really thought about it. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, I saw during the Green Bay Bears game, I was watching it before one of our games, and they kind of booed Peppers when he made a play. So you never know. You know, it's kind of how it is when you switch teams. You know, they kind of get a little mad at you.
Thanks, Corey.